It's time to swing into the golf world of today with Springdale Golf Live. Sponsored by our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Members, friends, and players, good afternoon and welcome to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart, and I'll be here entertaining you on this and every Friday afternoon. So thank you to tuning in to Fox Sports 920 AM, 920thejersey.com. You can tune in on your TuneIn smartphone app at 920 AM, The Jersey. And don't forget social media. I'm at KJPGA on Instagram, Twitter, and also LinkedIn. And very nice, Al. I've gotten a lot of feedback about my singing to open the show. And we have a very special guest here. And I know she would rather not have me sing Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. Although, it's a great song. It's a great song. We grew up on this song, you and I, and it's fantastic. And as I look across at her, she's given me the eye of the tiger because I'm so excited and so proud to have in here the athletic director on Princeton Reunions Weekend, Miss Molly Marcoux-Simon. Molly Marcoux, welcome to Springdale Golf Live. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Keith. Thanks for having me. This is exciting.
Well, you know, speaking of exciting, you have a little bit going on this weekend. And for a lot of our listeners, you know, being mainly here in the Princeton community, I know that you are a bit of a celebrity being the sports leader over there at Princeton University. And we're so happy to have you here. But for some of them, they may not know some of your background since you graduated from Princeton back in the 90s. So take us through, you know, maybe about 4 years ago and how you got back here to Princeton and became the athletic director.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I graduated in 91 and went right to the Lawrenceville School and worked there for 4 years after I graduated. And I was working in admissions and coaching some soccer and some ice hockey and doing some work in the athletic department. But from there, I went to this wonderful company in New York City, Chelsea Piers, which has a 30-acre sports complex in the downtown Manhattan. And I actually worked there for 19 years, running various businesses and working with the owners to build that New York City business. And then we also built a business up in Connecticut, Chelsea Piers, Connecticut, in Stanford. And so I was happily doing that and really enjoying the challenge of opening up this brand new complex. It was a 400,000 square foot facility right in the middle of Stanford. And Princeton called and said they were looking for an athletic director. And I said, you know, guys, I've never worked a minute of my life in college athletics other than my internship between my junior and senior year in the athletic communications office. And they said, you know, come back and talk to us. Just let's have a conversation and see what you've been doing. And, you know, through the course of the interview process and talking to so many people, the job's very similar to what I was doing, sort of managing a complex organization with really high-level coaches and really sort of committed to education through athletics. And so it ended up being a great fit. And so I've been back now for 4 years.
Well, I've been here as a part of the Princeton community for about 10 years. And I could tell you the four that you've been here have certainly stood out. I mean, the 47 Ivy League championships in your tenure in just 4 years. And I know that that was a big part of the celebration last night at the Princeton Varsity Club Awards Dinner, and that the class that came in was the class that came in with you. And there was a lot on social media about the 47 Ivy League championships from this 4 years of students, and it's a really, really cool thing. And I know that, you know, this weekend you have any number of things going on. I've heard in the past, and when I talked to the SID office, that you have roughly 40 to 50 events to be a part of. So again, I can't thank you enough for being here live on Springdale Golf with us. But give us an idea what the party was like last night, and who are some of the major honorees? I know you honor the best male and female athlete of the year. So give our listeners an idea of what the party was like last night.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, it's our biggest event of the year. Normally, the event is at the grad college outdoors underneath a tent, which is a fabulous environment just because it's so beautiful out there. But it provides some logistical challenges. And with the rain or the impending rain, we decided to move it indoors. And it's the first time we've done it since I've been back. So we moved it into Jadwin, which was, you know, I liked it. It felt like we were on our own home court.
Okay.
And you know, really was, we were able to, the audience was able to hear a little bit better. And there's a little bit more engagement. But it's about 800 people, and all of our graduating seniors with their parents, generally a ton of alums, a ton of supporters, a number of the top administration, including President Eisgruber and actually former President Shapiro. So it's, you know, we have the executive vice president of the university and the development VP of development and the vice president of campus life and the dean of students and all the faculty fellows. And it's really a celebration of our athletic program. We're really honoring our seniors with this night. So no other student athletes are there, but it's really fun. And there's a lot of energy. We try to make it upbeat and inspiring and motivational and not lecture to them too much, right? They've gotten that for 4 years from us, but to really celebrate their accomplishments.
So just for the fans out there, who was your top male athlete? The William Winston Roper Trophy, right?
Yeah.
Who is the top male athlete at Princeton?
So what we do, when I first got back here, we've had these awards for a long time, and we had gotten to a point where we were had so many really talented athletes that people were having trouble picking just one, but it was a little diluted. So what we decided to do is to have finalists, and we do a really big sort of ESPY show where we do a video montage on each athlete, and we usually have between 5 and 7 male athletes and 5 to 7 female athletes for the Otto von Kienbusch Award. So we then we pick a winner, and we highlight those finalists because they're all spectacular. Last year, I think we had 10 women because we couldn't narrow it down beyond that.
Oh, wow.
We had gold medalists. We had, you know, players, Ivy League Player of the Year. We had All-Americans. We had an unbelievable group. This year, we also had a fabulous group of both men and women. But to answer your, as a long-winded way of answering your question, to say that the actual winner of the Roper Award was Chad Kanoff, who is the quarterback of our football team, who has signed a contract with the Arizona Cardinals. And he, fortunately,
oh, very cool.
Yeah, and he was there, and his family was there. I was actually just spending time with his parents at the football reception. And you know, he's a fantastic student, a fantastic kid, and an unbelievable football player. He broke a ton of records this year, and you know, it was really fun to be able to honor him.
So that's the top male athlete that they celebrate for the year. But the top female athlete that they celebrate is an award called the C. Otto von Kienbusch Award. And I'm pretty sure I'm sitting next to the 1991 recipient.
Yeah, it was a different time. Yes.
Of the, you did say the awards go back for a while. And back to 1991, Molly Marcoux, a two-sport varsity athlete and now athletic director at Princeton University. And that's who we're talking to today on Springdale Golf Live. She won this award. And who won the top female athlete of the year last night at the varsity club dinner?
So last night the winner was Vanessa Gregoire, who's a women's soccer player.
Okay.
And the women's soccer team this year went to the Elite Eight with an unbelievable victory over UNC in dramatic fashion. And I had actually flown down to the game, the day of the game, with a great friend of mine who's back for her 25th reunion, Betsy White. And at Saturday night I called her and I said, hey, you want to jump on a plane with me and go down and watch the team play UNC? I said, I think we're going to win. And she was like, really? You want me to come? I said, let's do it. And she jumped on the plane with me in the morning. We flew down and flew back that night and got to see one of the best soccer games I've ever seen. And Vanessa was the captain of the women's soccer team. She's a four-time All-Ivy performer, second-team All-American, you know, a wonderful leader, wonderful woman. So we were thrilled to be able to give her that award as well.
Well, it sounds like a really amazing evening. You know, in doing a little research here on what's going on across the street from Springdale, there's roughly 1,000 student athletes participating in varsity sports, and there's 37 varsity sports with 34 different coaches that all fall within Molly's realm, and they're doing a really, really good job. And one of the things I want to touch upon here is that I heard you as you were talking about this varsity club dinner night that it's a bit of a spectacle, and it sounds with the nominations and everything that it's almost kind of like the Oscars for student athletes. It's there at Princeton that you do once a year. So if you're ever in the market for a host for that evening,
okay.
I have a name I could drop for you.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I'm looking at him.
Hopefully, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I actually serve as the MC to the night, so I'm sure you'd be 10 times better than I am. I enjoy it. It's fun, but it's nerve-wracking. But in addition to the best male and best female athletes, we also give out some other really important awards during the evening. We give out the Art Lane 34 Award, which is a really a service award, service and leadership award. And we have okay. so many of of our kids. I'm sure you've heard our tagline. You know, at the highest level, our philosophy is education through athletics. But what we say is that we want our kids to be able to learn and have the opportunity to achieve, serve, and lead. And so the Roper and Von Kienbusch are sort of the Achieve Award. Plus, we give what's called the 1916 Cup, which is for the top student who graduates with the highest academic profile of any of our 1,000 student athletes. So those are the Achieve Awards. And then we give this Art Lane Award for sort of service and leadership. And we were able to give 3 wonderful seniors that award as well. And, you know, it's really great to be able to highlight for everyone that our student athletes have a lot of and statements. You know, they're fantastic students and there's fantastic athletes, but guess what? There's a couple other ands too. They're also serving their community. They're leading their teams. They're leading other organizations. They're sort of engaging in the community outside of Princeton University. One of the women who won the Art Lane Award last night had co-founded an organization in Trenton that was sort of helping underserved kids focus on their academics, and it was a really impactful program that she started as an undergraduate while also competing for 4 years on the squash team while winning the Creative Writing Award from her department. You know, I mean, it's pretty phenomenal. So this night gives us the opportunity to showcase the tremendous success and really hopefully the values and the culture of our program, which is really fun.
So Springdale Golf Live listeners, I hope you're all really paying attention because I am completely engaged by all this right now and all the prep work we've been doing this for this week to try to get this great discussion going with Molly about how she has created this amazing culture of championship winning teams, success, athletics, academics, the balance that it takes. And one of the things that I came across is that she loves this acronym and she preaches it. It's called to be a tiger. And in order to be a tiger, the A is to be accountable. The T is to be team oriented. The I is integrity. G, growth minded. E, engaged. And R, respectful. And I think that y'all are just getting a little bit of an appreciation of what it's like to be one of the 34 coaches under this amazing woman who is leading for the past 4 years the most successful Ivy League athletic program by leaps and bounds. I think the next closest championship total is about 9 behind you in that time period. And then the third place is like 30 behind you.
You've done your homework, Keith. That's awesome.
You know what? Molly, you yourself are a 4-time All-Ivy League hockey player, right? And a 2-sport athlete, right? You have an incredible following over at Chelsea. Right. At the time you left, you managed almost 400 people at a facility that did do something with golf. And we'll talk about golf a little bit after the break and you, because I have a great Molly story about golf. But I hope everyone's really enjoying this conversation as much as I am, because certainly from this week forward, I am going to do my very best living across the street from her to be a tiger. So at this moment, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. Al's going to take us out and we'll be back in about 90 seconds to do more with Molly Marcuse-Amon, the athletic director at Princeton University.
Celebrate July 4th by teeing it up at your local golf course while supporting an incredible cause. Independence Day marks the inaugural New Jersey Golf Foundation Day, where golfers statewide will have a chance to participate in exciting events and promotions. Proceeds from the day will support the New Jersey Golf Foundation's dynamic lineup of golf programming for youth, military veterans, and individuals with special needs. Help us make a difference while positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf. For more information on NJ Golf Foundation Day, contact your local PGA professional.
This is what it feels like.
So how do you like it?
So what is it? I'm curious.
You like it like this?
My God, do we love football.
Or like this?
I love the sport of baseball.
And what about this?
You can have a sports show without all the vicious talk.
Simple human decency.
Whatever it is that you like.
Yeah, I like chaos.
We've got it covered.
Right? Right?
It's sports the way you like it.
My friends, you may not know this.
It's got everything you want.
On Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
Let's get back on course as Springdale Golf Live continues on Fox Sports 920, The Jersey. Once again, Keith Stewart.
Well, it's the eye of the tiger. It's the thrill of the fight rising up to the challenge of our rival. Well, we have someone in studio today. There you go, Al. I love it. Al hates when I sing, so he just cut me off with the song there. You know, during the break, we had a great message there and a commercial from our sponsors and friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. And coming up on July 4th, they have their New Jersey Golf Foundation Day. Please consult your local PGA professional to learn more about what they'll be doing in order to raise awareness for their three pillars. And what a great organization. And we can't thank them enough for being the lead sponsor and friends of Springdale Golf Live. Well, again, the song of the week is Eye of the Tiger, Survivor. And everyone here that listens to the show will be happy to know that Al has talked to the powers that be to try to stop me from singing and get music here on the show, the real music, not just me. So congratulations to him and his little victory there.
I'm telling you, I pulled rabbits out of my hat to do this.
I believe it. I believe it. We all truly know what his motivation was. But speaking of motivation and a motivated person, let's get back here. We're in studio today. We have the most fantastic person and leader in her own right, and that's Molly Marcuse-Simon, and she is the athletic director at Princeton University. And this is Princeton Reunions Weekend, which, to all the people out there that aren't familiar with Princeton University, if you go Google the word reunions, that's reunion with an S, you will find out that Princeton University Alumni Weekend has the largest concentration of alumni that come back and support it against any university or college in the country. It's an amazing, amazing weekend. They're going to have a P-Raid tomorrow, which is Princeton's way of doing a parade where it's all orange and black. And they have all the members of probably, what, Molly, what do you have, about 20,000 people in town?
I think so.
Let's say 18 to 22,000 people will be in this parade tomorrow. And then they'll cap it off tomorrow night with a huge fireworks show that would rival that of like Walt Disney World. It's just, they do an unbelievable job of celebrating the patriotism of being a Princeton alumni. And it's just a really, really neat weekend. I know over at the club, they plan on having about 300 people for dinner tomorrow night, families and friends to come watch the fireworks ourselves. And all the people at the club will be decked out in their orange and black. And we're just looking forward to a great weekend here for reunions. And we're so happy and proud to have Molly Marcuse-Simon, the athletic director of Princeton, here with us. So before the break, we were talking a lot about last night's Princeton Varsity Club Awards dinner, and during the break, Molly mentioned to me there was another award recipient that gave a truly moving and heartwarming speech last night. So, Molly, what we were talking about during the break, why don't you give the listeners an idea, bring them up to speed of what we were chatting about?
Yeah, in addition to honoring our seniors, we also honor someone from the administration or someone who's really had a big impact on the actual student-athletes. And in addition, we honor an alum for their sort of selfless and noble contribution to sport and society. And generally it goes to someone who's been out in the world for a number of years and has given back and has focused their lives, whether through their business or through their personal passions on helping others and contributing to the world. So this year we took a little bit of a different tact on it, and we awarded just the most unbelievable woman, whose name is Denna Lang, and she just graduated a few years ago. So she's the youngest winner of this award. But Denna was a women's ice hockey player, so obviously close and near and dear to my heart. But she was playing in the inaugural Winter Classic ice hockey game. We see the NHL play outdoors. The Professional Women's League was playing in their first game outside in 2015. I think it was New Year's Eve. And in the first period, Denna slipped on a stick and went into the boards and was paralyzed. And the way that she's approached her challenges, we had people crying in the stands. We had people who said the words that she gave and the speech that she gave really made them think differently about how they're handling challenges in their life. She's a young woman who approached her very, very difficult situation that remains extremely difficult with such optimism and such hope and such service to others. She's been awarded by any number of other foundations for the work that she's doing for other people who are suffering from spinal cord injury. But the way that she was able to deliver the speech to 800 people, and to, again, there weren't many dry eyes in the place, but really her approach was, listen, and this is part of our Be a Tiger campaign, is like, there's a few things I can control, and I'm going to control the things I can control, and the rest of it I'm not going to worry about. I can control my effort in getting better and helping others, and I can control my attitude and my approach to this, which I absolutely love, because those are two things that, my husband and I preach to our kids all the time, is, effort and attitude. That's what matters. And so she was really inspired inspiring. She's very young, but she's been one of my heroes, and I was just thrilled to be able to give her that award.
You know, it sounds like an amazing moment from last night's very successful celebration. I'm sure everyone out there, you can hear the emotion in Molly's voice, but just the sincerity in her face right now as she speaks about Denna getting up there and speaking and telling her story and motivating the crowd is truly a little bit of a moment here that we're having, she and I, together, because it sounds to me like it was really, really inspirational. And I'm so happy that all 800 that were there last night got to share with all of you in that moment. Now, you bring up an interesting phraseology in there, you just said, and having worked across the street from Molly for now 4 years, she being there four, and I got there a little bit before her, but there's a famous Molly phrase, and that is, and she's going to laugh when I say this because she probably thinks I got a bunch of phrases, but which one's he going to pull out now? So he's going to pull out control the controllables.
Wow, Keith, right? You've done your research.
So Molly likes to say to control the controllables. And what's really interesting about that, and one of the things I wanted to touch on with her, other than golf in just a minute, because we're going to tell this golf story. But in 4 years, she's had 47 Ivy League championships under her controllables, right? And she's hired 12 coaches. And she's created this winning culture, and she's created this really successful balance between academics and athletics for these 1,000 student athletes and for these 34 coaches. And like I said, you hired 12 since you've been there. Could you give the listeners out there a little idea that maybe are aspiring coaches, that what someone with your level of success and your eye for scouting talent in the coaching ranks, right, would look for in a coach when they are supposed to control their controllables?
Right. Well, I think, first of all, the winning tradition and was created long before I got there. I mean, I inherited an unbelievable staff, and my predecessor, Gary Walters, had done a fabulous job of developing this winning culture. And Princeton's been good for a really long time. I mean, we all remember sort of the mid-60s and the unbelievable teams of that era, and actually every era. So Princeton's always had a really, really successful athletic program. I think we've also had a great and very successful program over the last 4 years, but I think I've just built on something that's been around for a long, long time. And you know, as I always say, and I said this morning in our board of directors meetings, is at the end of the day, it's all about the coaches. You know, if our coaches, we have a very large program. We have, as you mentioned, 34 head coaches, 37 different programs, and a relatively small administration. So our impact can be significant, but really the impact comes from the coaches. And so we spend a significant amount of time trying to get, retain, hire, and work with our coaches to support their mission. So, you know, I would say, honestly, if we're hiring coaches, and I didn't even know we were doing that until we developed this Be a Tiger thing, but all those things are what you need to be a successful coach. You need to be accountable and team oriented and have integrity and be growth minded and be engaged and be respectful. So those are sort of mindsets and things that we look for. But in addition, you kind of have to buy into the Princeton mission. You have to know that our goals are not just to be competitively successful. Our goals are education through athletics and being competitively successful. So you have to want to be an educator. You have to want to view yourself as someone who is developing young people, not just young athletes, but young people. I mean, the coaches work on so many things other than just X's and O's and tactics and technique. They're really developing these student athletes. And when you hear the kids speak at an event like last night, or really anything that we do, that's what they talk about. They talk about the lessons that they've learned through their experience and the guidance that they've gotten from not only their coaches, but from so many people at the university. So I think that, you know, we're very clear and very intentional in what we're doing. And Gary coined that phrase, education through athletics, and we've built upon that to sort of say the outcome is going to be that they're going to achieve, serve, and lead, and how they're going to get there is by being a tiger. And it's just a way to ground us and focus us. There's a million different sort of acronyms and things that you could say out there, but these are the things that we've grabbed onto. But I think, again, as I've said a million times, without the unbelievable coaches we have, we would not be successful.
Well, you know, I think the coaches are all great in their own right, but they also have an amazing leader.
Thanks, Keith.
And, you know, Al.
Yes.
Is it me or just listening to her talk? Imagine you were in a meeting and you and I were coaching water polo, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, aren't you just ready to go run through a wall right now?
Probably.
So I know a lot
or
of the coaches
swim through a wall, right?
Or swim through it,
swim
right?
Through
right,
a wall.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much, Al, for fact checking me there. So, in all seriousness, though, there are many of the coaches. They come over to Springdale all the time. They come over and play golf. Like my good friend Ron Fogarty, the hockey coach, and they had a great year this year. They won an Ivy League championship, go to the NCAA tournament. But one of the things that they always talk about is that they feel like they're C-suite professionals. So I think it's very interesting when we go back to your background, coming from Chelsea Piers Corporation and how many people you were managing there, and then your almost corporate managing approach to these coaches now, treating them as, and this is another Molly quote, they are CEOs of their own teams. And, you know, Molly's
I can't believe
how
much research you've done here, Keith.
Molly's not going to get involved.
Meetings?
What's that?
Have you been in our staff meetings?
My eyes and ears are everywhere in the Princeton community.
Right.
If I was going to coach for Molly, and if I was a coach in the listening audience, and I was thinking about coming to Princeton, I would just be so motivated to feel like, wow, this person's really going to empower me to do what I want to do. And of course, everywhere you turn, like the project that you did at Jadwin, where you redid the Jadwin library lobby, and you've just created this unbelievable feeling when you walk in the door of there's this history, there's this honor, there's this courage. You know, all of these words that people kind of think they're afraid to say at parties, mm-hmm. right? Love, pride, courage. You know, you've instilled this in your CEOs, in your 1,000 student athletes. It's just amazing, you know, and it's so fun to watch and have, you know, I know all the members over at Springdale Golf Club, you know, we're so happy to be a part of one of your newest projects that's upcoming. You know, I mentioned the Jadwin Lobby project, but one of the newest projects that's upcoming is the golf teams, which practice and play out of Springdale Golf Club. Princeton University is going to build a training center for year-round golf training there on the property. Could you give us like a little 30-second preview or insight into, you know, how excited your department is about this project? And I can tell you the members are really excited.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, what we're trying to do is, you know, create facilities, build facilities that match the quality of our student athletes. And facility management and development is an ongoing process. We have so many facilities that you have to sort of have your eye on the ball all of the time. And you have to, you know, you have to care about your environment. It creates the right culture. But I would say, you know, this project was really pushed by Will Green and Erica DeSanti. You know, they came with a vision and they said, listen, we want our kids to be able to hit golf balls and see the flight of the ball all year. And here's the idea that we have. What do you think? And, you know, being a golfer and having worked at Chelsea Piers and knowing the value of hitting balls and seeing the flight of the ball, I think in New York, we were the only place that you could actually see the flight of your ball. You could hit into some nets and you can, you know, sort of do some simulators and some of those training techniques, but you really want to see the flight. So, you know, Will was really passionate about it. He's an unbelievable fundraiser. Erica's just one of our very best coaches, and she's just killed it.
Two-time defending.
Yeah, in 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ivy League championship team.
Right.
Right? Back-to-back years. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you came here 4 years ago, who was the first coach that you hired?
Well, actually, Ron Fogarty was the first coach, but Gary and I did that together, and okay. Then Erica was my very first coach. I hadn't even actually started yet.
Okay.
I think I started August 4th, but the search was on in July, and, you know, Erica epitomizes what we're looking for in a coach, because it's about values and it's about education through athletics, and she's just a wonderful person too.
She's awesome.
So and you know, you remember I don't know if you remember this, but I took her out on the course on
yes.
Springdale
yes.
during her interview. So I had a round of interviews, and this was really my first search that I had run by myself. I didn't know what
we
I was doing
met.
At all. We had just met
4 years ago.
I didn't know what I was doing, and I really wanted to get to know these candidates. So I had two finalists, and I brought them out, and it was really just an excuse to play golf. I mean, truth be told. But I brought them out on the course. I wanted to see how they interacted outside of a, you know, a boardroom or an interview setting, and you know, sort of who they were as a person. And Erica just killed it.
She did. She did. I remember both candidates being there that week. And I remember you conceivably had a very difficult decision to make, but without a doubt, you made the best decision possible. And you've been making all those decisions. Now, quick Springdale Molly story.
But don't forget about the golf center because it's important. So we're on the move on that, right? We're going to get that done.
My shovel is in my office ready to go.
So it's basically like a garage where the kids will have an indoor heated area where they can hit out onto the range, and they'll have a simulator in there and maybe some putting areas. But it's going to be unbelievable as an amenity to our golf program for these really dedicated kids to be able to walk across the campus and see the flight of their ball in the middle of the winter.
Simply put, the number one school in the country, ranked year in and year out, is going to have the number one golf facility in the country in Springdale Golf Club and in this new indoor training center. It's fantastic. We're so happy to be partners with you. I know Kevin Tylus, the club president, is just so excited about this. He talks about it every day. So getting back to Springdale and Molly, though, because we're running out of time. The first summer I meet Molly, she comes out for the Friends of Princeton lacrosse outing, and she's going to get to try to meet all of the different Friends of Princeton lacrosse that are there that day. Very prestigious program, 6 national championships. Lacrosse is near and dear to my heart. So we put her out on the 13th hole, the par 3, and what does Molly do? But she makes a hole in one. True story,
it was my first hole in one, and I did get to hit about 50 balls before that, you know, from the same location. So I had a little practice, but I've never had a hole in one before. I had sort of shanked like 6 balls right before that, and then, you know, it was quite lucky, but it was fun.
Well, it sounds to me like all of this is just the perfect storm of everything coming together. From your hole in one to your 47 championships to your amazing celebration last night, on behalf of all the members of Springdale and certainly and all the alumni that are listening and all of our listeners here in the community that come out as fans and enjoy the product that you continue to put out there, the multimedia extravaganza, the proactive nature with which you are engaging the alumni and fans. We cannot thank you enough for you and your department and all of your hard work.
Awesome.
And so you've been raving about my research. So every senior at Princeton has to do a thesis project. And way back when, Molly's thesis project in 1991 was the history of women in sports from 1895 to 1946. Well, I've had the fortune and opportunity to meet her daughter, Maddie. And I wouldn't be surprised if she's going to be a freshman in high school?
A sophomore.
She'd be a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised in 7 years if she was writing a thesis somewhere and she was talking about women in sports. And she had a little footnote in there about mom, who was the first ever woman athletic director at one of the finest institutions for academics and athletics in the country. Molly Marcoux, it has truly been my privilege and honor to have you here on the show. Thank you so much for being here.
All right. Thanks for the enthusiasm, Keith. I love it. It's been fun.
Awesome. All right. So Al's giving me the call sign here to get out before I start singing again. So the fact of the matter is, thanks to all my listeners. We're so happy to celebrate Reunions Weekend with the athletic director from Princeton University. I truly thank Al, my producer, the Springdale Board of Governors, and most importantly, our listeners. I'm heading to Springdale. Where are you headed? Let the tower be your guide. And from Princeton to Philadelphia, and of course, everywhere online, even those that reached out to me from LA today, my fellow Crusaders, may you all, of course, have a Springdale day.
You've been listening to Springdale Golf Live with Keith Stewart. Keith returns to the tee next Friday afternoon at 3 on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.